would be a good prayer for us to pray today and every day, wouldn't it? Lord, make us instruments of your peace. This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. And who do you suggest that we talk about this morning? Well, that's no problem. Let's talk about Jesus. He's the one who fills and thrills our souls to overflowing. You remember he said, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." So why talk about anyone else or anything else when Jesus is the one who fully satisfies our deepest longings and fills our hearts to overflowing? As St. Augustine said so many centuries ago, "O Lord, thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless till they rest in thee." Can't you just sense the restlessness of the human spirit in search, in quest for something real and genuine and lasting? And he goes here and he goes there. He tastes of this and of that. Nothing satisfies. And then he finds Jesus Christ, our Savior. And lo and behold, the longing and the thirsting of that soul is quenched and fully satisfied. So why talk about anyone else but Jesus, our wonderful Savior?
Our matchless King, wonderful the friend unto whom we cling on the way to glory land. Our Lord is leading us to glory, oh so wonderful is He.
He's our Savior.
Wonderful is
Praise
He.
Praise Him ever.
Wonderful is
Praise
He.
Savior.
Leading us to realms of glory, singing as we go.
Wondrous story.
Making known the love that made us free.
That made us free forever.
Wonderful salvation He is offering to
yes,
all.
Yes, our Lord is
offering to
freely
all.
Freely He is
offering to all.
Oh, trust Him.
Wonderful is He who leads us lovingly above. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is He. Wonderful is Jesus who saves by grace. Wonderful the beauty of His dear face. So we seek with Him an abiding place in the blessed glory land. Our Lord is leading us to glory. Oh, so wonderful is He.
He's our Savior.
Wonderful is
Praise
He.
Praise Him ever.
Wonderful is
Christ
He.
The Savior.
Us to realms of glory, singing as we go,
story,
making known the love that made us free,
that made us free forever.
Wonderful salvation He is offering to
yes,
all.
Yes, our Lord is
offering to
really
all.
He is
offering to all.
Trust Him.
Wonderful is He who leads us lovingly above. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is He. Who saves the soul. Wonderful is He who can keep us whole. That is why we seek the eternal goal in the wondrous glory land. Our Lord is leading us to glory. Oh, so wonderful is He.
He's our Savior.
Wonderful is He.
Praise Him ever.
Wonderful is He.
Christ the Savior.
Leading us to realms of glory, singing as we go,
story,
making known the love that made us free,
that made us free forever.
Wonderful salvation He is offering to
yes,
all.
Yes, our Lord is
offering to
really
all.
He is
offering to all.
Trust Him.
Wonderful is He who leads us lovingly above. Wonderful. Wonderful is He.
And did not the prophet Isaiah say long ago, His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, Counselor, Wonderful, His name Wonderful. And Peter writes in his epistle, Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on Him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore who believe, He is precious, but unto them who are disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Not everybody loves Jesus. Many, many persons use His name in profanity. They hate Him and despise Him, even as they did in the days when He was in flesh and blood right here on this earth. There were many who shouted out, Crucify Him, away with Him. Give us Barabbas instead. We don't want Jesus. And the world is just the same today in its attitude. It's a hostile world. And Jesus said to His followers, If the world hate me, it's going to hate you too. So as a Christian, we move through a hostile society. Don't think for a moment that this world is going to be a friend to grace. The world hates grace. The world hates anything that has the name of Jesus connected to it, that is pure and holy and righteousness. What a shame, isn't it? Because the very things that would bring happiness to a person are the things that the majority of people reject and discard and want nothing to do with. And yet, Christ is the answer to all of our woe and trouble. Someday he's coming back again, and he is going to rule and reign on this earth, the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, and there will be peace and righteousness universally. But right now is a hostile world against Jesus, against his people. You read the Beatitudes in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus says, blessed, and that word blessed means happy. Happy are those who mourn because of their sins. Happy are those who are poor in spirit, who sense in their deepest consciousness their entire need, and they have that poverty of soul, feeling their need for God. Happy are those people who are poor in spirit. Happy are those who are pure in heart. Those will be the ones to see God. Happy are those who are righteous and who hunger and thirst after righteousness. And on he goes about the happiness of those who are pure and clean and right and good. Now, you would think that anybody living like that and finding happiness in Jesus, because their hearts are pure and clean, you would think that the world would acclaim their greatness and come bowing at their feet. Well, not so. Those are the people they throw to the lions and burn at the stake, because the world hates God and everything that is pure and clean and holy and good. They hated Jesus, and they will hate every Christian, true follower of the Lamb. And we're not supposed to be friends of this world. I don't want the world as my friend. And when I talk about the world, I'm using it in the same way as the Bible refers to it. It is the spirit of this age. We're not talking about the people within it. We certainly are not to make ourselves obnoxious and just make people hate us. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about, as the Scripture does, that when a man's life is pleasing in God's sight, the world will hate you, because it was the same world that crucified our Master. And if the world hated Jesus, you can be sure that the same world will hate you if you are a follower of the Lamb. No matter how sweet and good and clean and pure you are, the hostile society will rise up against you. And anyway, the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I don't want the friendship of this world, this worldly society, the spirit of this world. I want to be friends with Jesus, don't you? And to love him and to have sight to see him and a heart to please him and a will to obey him. Let us be willing for the world to be against us as long as Jesus is for us and with us. Praise God. We're peculiar people. That's what the Bible calls us as disciples of Jesus. We are peculiar people. But ye are a peculiar people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. And that word peculiar doesn't mean odd or eccentric. There are a lot of peculiar people that are made so by their own doings, not by the power of the Holy Spirit. When the Bible talks about our being peculiar people, no, it doesn't mean eccentric, outdated, outmoded, and funny and strange. It means that you love when everybody else hates. You forgive when others carry a grudge. You keep sweet and tender when everybody else would grow hard and harsh. That's peculiar. Love is peculiar in the midst of a harsh society. May God make us peculiar in this sense, that when someone slaps you on one side of the face, you turn the other cheek. When someone bids you to go 1 mile, you go 2. Always giving in, surrendering. Easy to work with, easy to live with. That's peculiar, because most people aren't. But Jesus wants to make us pleasing in His sight, in love with Him. And when the Lord becomes wonderful and precious and dear to us, and He fills us with His Spirit, He puts within us a desire to love Him and to walk with Him. And as we walk with God, the easier it will be for people to live with us and get along with us as we portray the Spirit of Jesus. I want to do that, don't you? I don't always do it. I come so far short. All of us do. But at least my heart is in the right direction and my aim is in the right direction. I want sight to be able to see Him, a heart to please Him, and a will to obey Him. Because He is so wonderful. What a wonderful, wonderful Lord we have. A wonderful Christ we serve. Don't you agree? The name of Jesus is so sweet, I love His music to repeat. It makes my joys full and complete, the precious name of Jesus. I love the name of Him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears a part, who bids all anxious fears depart. I love the name of Jesus. That name I fondly love to hear, it never fails my heart to cheer. Its music dries the fallen tear. Exalt the name of Jesus. No word of man can ever tell how sweet the name I love so well. Oh, let its praises ever swell. Oh, praise the name of Jesus.
I've learned to know a name I highly treasure. Oh, how it thrills my spirit through and through. Oh, precious name beyond degree or measure. Of Him. My heart is thrilled whene'er I think of Jesus, that wondrous name that set this captive free. The only name through which I found salvation, no other name has meant so much to me. That name still lives and shall live on. When kings and princes shall forgotten be, through mist or rain 'twill be clouded never. My heart is thrilled whene'er I think of Jesus, that wondrous name that set this captive free. The only name through which I salvation, no other name has meant so much to me.
I know of a name, a beautiful name, that angels brought down to earth. They whispered it low one night long ago to a maiden of lowly birth. I know of a name, a beautiful name, that unto a babe was given. The stars glittered bright throughout that glad night, and angels praised God in heaven. That beautiful name, from sin has power to free us. That beautiful name, that wonderful name, that matchless name, is Jesus. The one of that name my Savior became, my Savior of Calvary. My sins nailed him there, my burdens he bare. He suffered all this for me. I love that blessed name, that wonderful name, made higher than all in heaven. 'Twas whispered, I know, in my heart long ago. To Jesus my life I've given. Oh, dear friend, do you love Jesus? I guess that's the best question that anybody could ever ask you. Do you love Jesus? And please don't respond to that question by saying, well, yes, I'm a member of a church. Yes, I sing in the choir. Yes, I try to live a good life. That's not good enough. When the question is asked, do you love Jesus? To be able to answer, yes, indeed, I do. And of course, our life will testify to the fact whether or not we really love him. For Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And John says, his commandments are not grievous. Surely we've come to learn this, that doing God's will and keeping his commandments are designed by heaven to make you happier than you could ever possibly be if you lived life your own way and did your own thing and lived life contrary to God's commandments. You won't find happiness there. You may find pleasure, but there's a difference between pleasure and true happiness. There is pleasure in sin. The Bible tells us that. There is pleasure in sin for a moment, temporarily. But there's no true happiness. There's no true joy. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit produces joy. Joy is that sense of well-being that comes within the heart and nothing destroys it. Nothing takes it away. You can go through bereavements. You can go through the valley of the shadow of death. You can pass through many trials and tribulations and deep waters, but the joy of the Lord remains because it is not connected to situations or events. It is produced by the Holy Ghost. Joy. The sinner knows pleasure, but he doesn't know joy. Only Jesus produces joy. And his commandments, as we keep them, as we endeavor to do his will, are not designed to make life drudgery. Whoever gave you that idea? Maybe you've been listening to the wrong kind of preaching or reading the wrong kinds of books, listening to the wrong kinds of people. The Lord's commandments does not make life drudgery and hard to be borne. For he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. No, certainly, when we walk in his ways and do his will, life is going to be much easier and happier because of doing God's will than if you go in opposition to his will. There's nothing more miserable in this world than to live out one's life contrary to God's will, in opposition to what God wants. That's misery. But to walk in the Lord's ways, to walk in the light as he is in the light, to really endeavor and really desire to please God with all your heart is the way to happiness. Get rid of the sin in your heart. Repent of it. Ask God to forgive you of everything that is unclean, displeasing to him, impure, unholy, unloving. Ask God for his forgiveness and be rid of all that stuff. And in its place, may the love of God and the comfort of the Holy Ghost fill you through and through. Amen. Jesus, do this for us today, we pray. Do it for us.
As a man came through the entrance of